Hi, this is the Pacifica National Board. It is 8:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on September 22nd. This is Teresa Allen, and I'm going to start with the roll. David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen? Here. Mary Berg?
Here.
Evelyn Bethune?
Here.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you. A.C. Berg?
Here.
Thank you. Lisa Davis? Patty Heffley? Phil Jackson?
Here.
Thank you. Ray LaForest? Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Here.
Thank you. Alan Minsky? Rosalinda Palacios?
Sara Randhawa?
Rosalinda Montes Palacios? Sarv Randhawa?
Here.
Rick Robbins?
Here.
Thank you. Rob Robinson?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto? Zarina Shakir?
Here.
Thank you. Don White?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Thank you. Nathan Moore?
Present for a few moments.
Greg Guma? Lonnie Hicks? Okay. Is there anyone who did not hear their name called? All right. Did anyone come come onto the call in the middle of the roll? All right. We have quorum, and Mr. Chair, I do want to inform you that it is not the fault of our new affiliates director. I did encourage him to come on for 10 minutes to meet us, but he had previous plans prior to this meeting.
He said he's here, and actually, before we start the approval of the agenda, I'd like to welcome Nathan Moore. Nathan, would you like to introduce yourself for a moment before we start the meeting?
Sure. I'm Nathan Moore. It's a pleasure to meet you. Look forward to meeting you in person next week. Coming from WORT here in Madison. Looking forward to doing what I can to help out at the Pacifica National Board level from the affiliate here.
And do you just want to share with people what you do at WORT?
Yeah, sure. I'm the News and Public Affairs Facilitator. So for our 22 hours a week of locally produced news and public affairs, I sort of facilitate that, help build the platform from which everybody else speaks. And I also serve on the program committee, one of two staff members. We have a programming committee in place of a program director, so I serve on that. Until I was on this board,
this is Rosalinda. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Okay. Yep. We also actually have a staff collective in place of a general manager, so I'm part of the staff collective.
Wow.
Great. Well, it's very nice to have you on the board. We look forward to meeting you in person next week. So the purpose of this meeting is outlined in an email that I sent around previously, and the proposed agenda involves the approval of the agenda, an ED report on the elections process, progress for 15 minutes, National Election Supervisor report on elections progress, 40 minutes, and Les Radke is here with us on the call, and an Elections Committee report and motions for 60 minutes. Is there a motion to approve that agenda?
I move to approve the agenda and the times that are stated as orders of the day, the fixed times. Shall I do it like that?
Okay. Is there a second to the motion to approve the agenda with the times listed as orders of the day? Ambrose seconded it. It's open for discussion.
Well,
if there's no discussion or debate, may we move to adopt it?
So moved.
Is there any objection to the adoption of the agenda with the time fixed as orders of the day?
I have a question, point of information. Rip Robbins
here.
On item number two, it was Greg on the call, or was someone saying that he's on his way home and it could be late?
The
latter.
Greg is on it. Apparently, is on his way home and it may be late. Would you like to propose switching his report with the National Election Supervisor report?
Sure. We could do it now or later, so let's do it now.
Okay. Is there any objection to that modification? No.
No.
Okay. Yes?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat what we just agreed to?
We're switching items 2 and 3. We'll do the National Election Supervisor report first, and then the ED report.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mary, would you be willing to volunteer to keep time and let me know 5 minutes before the end of the item?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much. And do we agree that we'll limit our comments to less than 2 minutes each?
Yes.
Great. Okay. In that case, if there's, without objection, the agenda is adopted. And the first thing is a report from our National Election Supervisor, Les Radke. Welcome, Les, and it's your report.
Yeah, I'm going to be very brief about this because I'd rather answer questions, but I did want to give a tone to this because I know what the meeting is about, and I thank everybody for spending a Friday evening, and I hope that you get out of here early enough, even in New York, so that you can have some fun after this. But anyway, I want to one of the comments that one of the local election supervisors, in terms of, you know, I asked the local election supervisors to comment on the things that they need. And I will tell you what the number one is. I just want to start with that, and then I will go into a brief election report. The person said, I'm spending 85% of my waking hours searching for avenues to sidestep the apathy and subversion at my station. The program director, the programmers, the people who control the air should be required to facilitate the local election supervisors as part of the job description. And I would say that generally this is one of the hardest things for the job. If a person comes in, they're not treated as staff, and they're not treated as listeners. They're sort of there, and each local election supervisor has had problems finding a place to sit, trying to find access to any equipment at all, trying to figure out how carts are made, trying to figure out how to get the list and what the lists are. And the reason for this is that some of the things that go on in Pacifica really do need to be standardized at this point. And this infrastructure is not standardized at all. It's very difficult. I have to talk to the general managers, et cetera, just as one more example before I go into the report. One more example is the thing of the unpaid staff list. Today I'm finally getting unpaid staff list. And even though Greg Guma and myself talked to the general managers about this on April 17th, and required them to get the unpaid staff list as they existed at that point into us by the end of April, we had another meeting and another letter we sent out stating that the final deadline was June 25th. It's now September 22nd, and I'm finally getting unpaid staff lists in from the different stations. But this is something that people are spending a lot of time on, and I feel that with the election, much of it should be outreach, because what we're talking about is reaching out to get candidates. That's this phase, and as you know, the phase ends Monday. So we're not going to, this meeting won't affect that. The second phase, of course, is trying to get publicity for the candidates, trying to get their message out, trying to have meetings in the community, and much of that has already been planned. Then the third phase is the campaign to get people to vote and to get them excited about this. Having done this several times, two elections at KPFA before there were national elections, and as an election supervisor for the first national elections, I'm finding it much, much more difficult this time around. There's much more lack of cooperation, looking at the elections as no longer a necessary evil, more like an evil. And so that makes it difficult, and I'm very worried because I really don't know if some of the stations are even going to have enough candidates to really carry out what are meaningful elections. And of course, that ends Monday, so anything we do today is not going to impact that. But in any case, what the real problem is that there's no consequences at all when folks don't carry out any task related to the elections. There's simply no consequences. As a result, what we're doing is we're trying to use moral suasion to get people to agree to put carts on, to get the programmers to put carts on. There's some of the local election supervisors go in and stay there during the day just trying to convince people to try to get those carts played. getting carts made really hasn't been that much of a problem. But after they're made, they sit there. There doesn't seem to be much of a structure to make sure we know when the carts are played or even to get them to be played. So this is, you know, this is the heart of what's happening. We're really trying to reach out, get more people involved, and yet there's certainly a lack of enthusiasm and a lack of cooperation here. I would hope that when we sum this up, that first of all we see that when a local election supervisor enters, that there be a requirement that somebody on that staff works with that person to integrate them into that staff, and it should be somebody directly related to the general manager at the station. That should be a requirement, and there should be consequences for not doing that. There should be at least a place for the person to sit, because I will tell you, you know, they're answering emails, and some of those emails have to do with things like, you know, how do I do certain things at the station? How do I get, you know, many questions that you really have to be at the station to answer. And it's very difficult even getting a small space at those stations. And I will say that the last person to get a key to an office where they can sit down, that happened about a week ago. So we're not talking of people being able to get into the studios and having a lot of support at all. It's the opposite. The question of how we get those carts played is certainly central to this. It really seems that this is a secondary thing. If they're going to eliminate any carts, it's going to be carts for the election. And then finally, there's the whole question of the web pages. And that's been a struggle from the beginning. There's some, it really varies from station to station, but there's no coordination in terms of how this is done. And at some point, the board has to look at this, because if we have, you know, if we have an election and we have to struggle for 2 months to try to get the materials up on a web page, and there's nothing that the local election supervisor can do and nothing that I can do because we don't have the passwords, at that point, really does need to be some consequences to the fact that the station isn't, you know, helping with that. Now, there's a couple of other things that have not been taken care of in the past, and we really need to take care of those things. One has to do with the question of Spanish translations. I'm now on my ninth person. Part of it has to do with the difficulty of the material being translated. The election material should probably be rewritten once again, because if it's so difficult to translate, it also means it's difficult for most of us to read in English. And we need to relook at that. But I started trying to get it translated about 2.5 months ago, and we're still in this process of folks trying to get some kind of Spanish translations of these materials. In terms of the way that the ballots are going to be counted, I also found some problems, because what I wanted to do is to end this once and for all. In other words, what I wanted to do is...
Les, could you allow more? Whatever member has a TV or some other noise going on, please mute themselves. You can mute yourself either with your handset mute button or with #1. In fact, everybody should do that while he's talking, because it'll reduce the noise. Sorry to interrupt, Les.
I'm just about through. I just wanted to mention that the other thing I was trying to do is to remove the problem, this whole question of how we're going to be counting ballots. And software is being developed specifically for these elections that Pacifica will own, along with the scanner, et cetera, to run this, so that this at least will be taken out of the hands. We won't have to worry about the software part of it anymore, and we won't be paying like $55,000 to have some outside agency take care of this thing. I'd rather you ask questions, because I've been involved and I am involved in the middle of this, and I'm not sure how much of of what's happening at the local stations, all of you are aware of. I do know that the one thing that I feel really has to be done is we have to look at the consequences of not following through on these types of things. That if we come out with directives, if Greg says you have to do something and it's not done, and the only option we have is to fire the general manager at that time, it's not a good option. There has to be something else that we put in place on this, and we really need to spend some time thinking about it.
Dave, can I get on the back, please?
Dave, hang on. I heard somebody before you, Lydia. Who was saying that
Evelyn.
Before? Evelyn, okay.
Barry
Bird.
H.C. Bird.
Okay.
Rob
right.
Robinson.
Bob.
Right. Hang on a sec. So I have Evelyn, Lydia, Laverne, A.C.,
I spoke
Bob, Don. Did I miss anybody?
Rob
yeah,
I think I was
me.
After.
Rob Robinson.
Rob, that's right. Rob was actually before Bob. And where were you in that
Doesn't
list,
matter.
Mary?
I think I was after AC.
Don okay, White,
so,
wherever.
Okay, so I have Evelyn, Lydia, Laverne, AC, Mary, Rob, Bob, Don.
And Sarv.
Maybe if, yeah, I got you, Sarv. I'll put you on there. If
Thank
people
you.
Could maybe keep their comments to 90 seconds, because we've got more than one issue here and relatively limited time.
We're 15
go
minutes
ahead,
in.
Evelyn.
So.
Okay. Well,
Dave,
I'm
may I ask
have...
if anyone else has joined us?
Has Thank anyone
you.
Else joined the call? Thanks. Go ahead, Evelyn.
Okay. I'd like to say a few things, but I feel like more importantly, I need to make a motion here. I'd like to resolve that at the close of the election, that summaries of the performance and cooperation of each station manager be prepared by the local and national election supervisors. These summaries should be transmitted to the executive director, to be placed in the personnel file of the respective managers, and to be incorporated into the annual performance evaluation of those respective managers. There has to be some kind of way to get people to do what they're supposed to do. And
okay, so there's a motion on the floor?
That.
I second the motion.
The motion's been seconded, and it's now open for debate. If anybody needs a second reading, you can call for that. Lydia.
Do I have to speak to the motion, or are we continuing on?
Yeah, we're speaking to the motion, and then if we can complete this quickly, we can move to other issues.
Well, I don't have anything on the motion. I agree, but I want to remain on the stack because I have my own set of questions.
Okay, will do. Laverne, would you like to speak to this motion?
But I also would like to remain on the stack. I mean, the motion
okay.
sounds...
How about this? I would like to ask for those speaking in favor and opposed, and we'll alternate until we've exhausted one or the other side.
Well, Dave, maybe no one's opposed.
And,
well, I am.
So I was just about
okay.
to get to that. Would anybody like to speak in opposition to the motion?
Yeah. Will I still be on the stack for the other stack, or this is like a new stack, right?
I will move, if it's all right with you, I'll move you to the end. After
I don't
want to
lose, you know, I don't want to lose my position in the other stack.
Yeah. Maybe.
But I am opposed to this.
Okay, go ahead.
I heard Les talking about enthusiasm for the elections and maybe not enough candidates, and punitive measures are not nearly as effective as it's easier and faster, but people convinced against their will, you know, are not, they're of the same opinion still, and you're going to get reluctant dragons. I just think this is the total wrong way of proceeding, with all due respect, and that if we can't get cooperation, that's not cooperation, that's submission, and it's very different. And we have this I think we know why there's so much resistance to the elections this year, and I think there's good reason for it. I think we have to acknowledge that we have not performed that well. So that making motions like this is not going to is a bad Band-Aid, and it certainly doesn't address the core issue, and it certainly doesn't address the big issue of do we have candidates enough, in which case, if we don't, all is his moot.
Don White.
Who would like to speak in favor of the motion?
Don White. Look, I'm
going
to be...
Go ahead.
I'm going to be very blunt. The democratic process, democratic governance is at stake. I do not believe that we can tolerate people refusing to cooperate and undermining and stonewalling the democratic governance that we sought and fought so hard to win back. It seems to me that if bylaws dictate a process, and that if managers are in stations, now some stations are going to have other responsibilities here because in some cases the manager might not be the primary person who was responsible for facilitating this. But my point is that it is not good enough to say, oh, we've got to diplomatically cajole people to cooperate with this process. The bylaws took out of the hands of governance the running of elections and gave it to a national election supervisor and the local supervisors. Actually, democratic governance of this foundation is in the hands of these people running this election. And if they do not have the complete cooperation to fulfill the responsibility that they took on, then the entire concept of democratic governance of the foundation as reflected in the bylaws is in jeopardy. So I strongly support this, and I don't think that we can play games here and pretend that people can or cannot cooperate in this process.
Dave, do I get to motivate my motion?
Absolutely, and I apologize for not recognizing you first. Go ahead.
It's okay. It's no problem.
Pardon me, Evelyn? Evelyn?
Yes.
Is there any way you can read your motion one more time?
Sure. After I say what I have to say, I'll be more than happy to. I'm reading my email as we're speaking because there was something in here from the election supervisor that I think we should read, that we should hear. I will not be appearing to talk about elections this Sunday night. I think our listeners have been disrespected enough by withholding of our election announcements until the last day. It is too late. That's from an election supervisor who's just trying to do her job. Now, we can, you know, pity-patty around and say, you know, we want everybody to come of their own free will. Well, obviously, they're not going to do that. And the PNB has a responsibility to Pacifica to do and to hold people accountable for their actions. If we don't do that, the continuation of doing as I feel like instead of what I should do will continue. And sometimes there does have to be some punitive damages. And people, you know, it's not like we don't know what we're supposed to do. We just choose not to do it. And because of that, our listeners suffer. And we have to do something about it. We have to stop fighting, and we have to stop acting like we don't know what's going on, and we'll, you know, be nice, and everybody will play fair. It doesn't happen that way, obviously. And I think we have to do a better job. As the group that's supposed to give some guidance, we have to do a better job.
Could you reread the motion?
Sure.
Yeah.
At the close of the election, At the close of the election, that summaries of the performance and cooperation of each station management shall be prepared by the local and national election supervisors. These summaries shall be transmitted to the executive director, be placed in the personnel file of the respective managers, and be incorporated into the annual performance. And I can email that to you if you'd like to read
that. Could you email it to everyone, please?
Sure.
Point of personal privilege.
Thank you.
Not just to Teresa, just email it to the list.
No problem. Not a problem at all. I'll do it right now.
Who would like to speak opposed to the motion?
This is Bob. I'm not opposed to the motion, but I have an amendment and a point of information.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me start with the point of information. Les, are you still there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Have you had any opportunity to sit down and talk, I mean, on the phone, that is, with any of the GMs or PDs about the generic, not about specific tasks that you want them to do, but about the sort of larger dynamic that you've been describing here and what their reasons or feelings or, you know, what they might think is underlying this disconnect? And if so, what have they said?
Hello.
I would sum it up this way. It's not that any of the general managers say that we're really opposed to this. That's not what's happening. It's also true that I don't find that any of the general managers have been very enthusiastic about the process. So it's been sort of a neutral thing where people say, yes, we agree. This has to be done. We understand that there's an election process going on, and we'll try to help as much as we can. The problem comes in the details, of course. It's when I need things to be done. And there, you know, it does take calling up to the general manager. And most of the time I have been able to get agreement that some pressure has to be put on a particular place. Part of the problem that the general manager has is that a lot of the structures at the station are not totally settled. So you have some sloppiness going on. That has to do particularly with the playing of carts and how those carts are put in rotation. I feel that at some point that does have to be dealt with generally. It's not just a question of the election, but I'm concerned about the elections part of this. And there's, I would say, sloppiness at each one of the stations. It varies. It varies from, folks having a system where it's pretty much volunteers who play these things. They decide on their own, and they're not logged in very well in terms of what carts are played. That mm-hmm. makes it difficult to make this a fair election. That's part of the problem. I think the other part of the problem is just that the local election supervisors feel that there's no overall structure set up that they're working within. So every time they want something to happen, if you change a card or something new happens, it again is a struggle. It's not a question of going in and saying we have to switch this. It's running around and trying to find the right people. And many times it's several people before you can get anything done. So I could give my own experiences at KPFA. I know that when I did the job as local election supervisor there, that frankly, it was all moral suasion. There was no general management that was behind this process at all.
Les,
that was several years ago, and so there was some enthusiasm.
Les?
Yes.
I'm going to interrupt you in the interest of time because we probably want to entertain more motions. Just very quickly, the question Bob asked had to do with whether you've had the opportunity to interact with each of the managers at the station.
Yes.
You have. Okay.
Yes.
Bob, do you have an amendment?
Yeah. Okay. I don't have the text in front of me, so perhaps Evelyn could help me, you know, say where these phrases would go. But there are two of them. One would be there was some language about a report on cooperation or something else by the managers, and then I would add the phrase and recommendations for policy or structural changes. And then the second one would be after the part about, you know, a report on cooperation and recommendations, et cetera, then it would say including written responses by the affected manager. And can I motivate that, Dave?
Before you motivate it, can you clarify, are you asking for things that the GM wrote to the election supervisor, or are you asking for a separate response?
I don't understand the question. What I'm asking for is...
The motion calls for a report to be made by a supervisor mm-hmm. and that gets placed in the file. Your motion, is it calling for any written responses by the GM mm-hmm. to that evaluation, or are you asking for written communications between supervisor?
No, response. It's the same procedure routinely followed in any personnel evaluation.
Okay.
A supervisor sits with you. and says, you know, here's what I think of your performance, and then you get to say, well, this isn't really accurate because blah, blah, blah.
I think that's a great idea.
And could you, point of personal privilege, could you repeat the language of your second one?
Sure. Including written responses by the affected managers.
By the affected managers. Thank you.
Okay.
Dave, can I
motivate? Is there a second to that?
I second that.
Yes, and seconded. That's open for debate. And I'd like to suggest that maybe we can have two comments for and two against and then vote this, because I do think there are other issues. There was a big stack of people who would like time to address other issues. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. Who would like to speak opposed to this amendment? Okay, if there's nobody opposed, may we adopt it without objection?
Sure. I have a point of information before you move on that.
Go ahead, AC.
Maybe Bob's motion might have prepared this, but Evelyn, I think this is a motion somewhat one-sided, and I say that because the due process aspect of it was not brought into play. You can't just have the election committee making a determination about all the chairs, all the GMs, and having their having the election committee's assessment to go into the personnel files, when in fact you haven't yet heard from the GMs, and that's just not a fair thing. I think if there was some way, unless Bob's motion clarified that, about having the GMs to have an opportunity to respond.
Right. I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with this.
And I believe, AC, that that's exactly what Bob's motion does. And it's just to clarify, it's not the elections committee that is doing this. The motion calls for the election supervisors to do this.
Correct.
I mean the election supervisors in each station.
Right.
So, it seems to me that you've got judgments about each station.
And as I said, you were correct that Bob's motion directly addressed the point, the concern that you raised.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Were you finished, AC?
AC, were you finished?
We're not hearing you, AC. I think your phone may be cutting off on you. We'll come back to AC, and I apologize, AC, if I interrupted you during your comment. Would anybody else like to speak?
Well, I had a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
When you say that Bob's motion addresses this, I'm not sure that it does. I thought that we can't ask AC for his clarification, but I thought he's talking about before the evaluation goes into the file, having a chance for them to respond. And the first part of Bob's motion, I don't know who is to make the recommendations for policy
structural changes.
That's what I wrote, structural changes. So I'm not sure that Bob's motion does address AC's concerns, and that's my question.
Bob, would you like to clarify?
Yeah, I be heard now?
Oh, here he is.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay, did you hear my question, AC?
Now we can't hear you again.
Clarified. And between Bob and Evelyn, can they clarify that?
Okay. Bob, will you clarify?
Yeah. Okay. I think Mary raises an excellent point that my amendment doesn't cover. So I'd like to amend my amendment. Because I think to be fair in any evaluation process, because that's what we're creating here, a quasi-evaluative process, that the person should be consulted before, the manager should have a dialogue with the supervisor, the election supervisor, before she or he writes the report that may include criticism of their performance. So they should be able to, you know, defend their performance and let the supervisor take that into account. So I guess it would require an extra sentence at the end of the motion, something like, before the supervisor writes such a report, they shall... I'm sorry?
Meet with, discuss.
Right. They shall meet with the affected manager to discuss the relevant issue.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes?
Do the contracts that general managers have with Pacifica not require them to support the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation?
Ambrose, you served as ED for a while. Do you happen to know the answer to the point of information?
It's not in the contract, unless it's been changed.
Thank you. So do we have the revised language that's being proposed?
Should meet with the station management? Is that what you said, Bob?
Sorry, I wasn't taking notes on what I said.
Evelyn, can you propose language
okay.
that you think fits the intention?
Yeah, well, yes. Okay, Bob, give me the first sentence you said.
Trinity,
I got the second
here.
One.
Trinity, come
Trinity.
Inside. It's a fire, honey. Okay. Step inside.
I'm sorry.
Pound one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Evelyn. Which language did you need?
Okay, the first one.
The first phrase?
Yes.
The and recommendations for policy or structural changes.
And that would be inserted.
Okay, and recommendations for structural and policy changes?
Right.
Okay. At the close of the election, that summaries of the performance and recommendations for structural and policy changes of each station's management shall be prepared by the local and national election supervisor. These summaries shall be transmitted to the executive director. Wait a minute. Before we do that part, okay, before we go to these summaries, we should say that the election supervisors, local and national, should meet with management to discuss.
Should meet with the affected manager.
By the way, Evelyn has sent this to everybody, so.
Can you hear me? Okay. Okay. Between the first sentence, Teresa, and these summaries, we're going to place that the local and national election supervisor,
local and national, should meet with
the affected managers prior to summaries being transmitted to the executive director to be placed in the personnel file of the respective managers and be incorporated into the annual performance. And this should include written responses by the affected managers.
Point of information, I guess it is. Didn't
yes.
Bob's motion had the thing that leaves out his thing about and recommendations for policy and structural
no, that's
changes?
That's
shouldn't that come before at the close of each of the elections?
The
LESs should meet with the affected management. Are they the ones to make the suggestions? I thought they were. That their suggestions as well. For it seems that would be very valuable. If the staff is having a hard time following the procedures, they should be the ones to say what are their recommendations for policy and structural changes, as well as
that
they should both say.
Of their written response.
Yeah. Before the evaluation, before the summary is done, that should be part of the summary. It should enclose what they say.
What we're asking for, Mary, what my motion is asking for is for the local and national election supervisors to prepare a summary of the performance and cooperation of each station management.
Right.
Bob wanted to add to that that they also recommend structural and policy changes. Is that correct, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, you meant...
Okay, that's okay. For the local and national election supervisors. Now, if station managers or management wants to add to that or address that those recommendations, they would do so in their written response.
Yeah, that's after the evaluation has gone in their file.
Well,
okay.
The evaluation, no, it's prior to, because they're going to discuss this and put their written response together prior to it going to the executive director. That's the way we put it together, I believe.
Dave?
Yeah, I took the language you circulated, Evelyn, and took a whack at it.
Okay.
May I suggest language, and if it suits you, then would that be acceptable?
Sure.
I wrote, at the close of the elections, the general manager of each station shall meet with the local and national election supervisors to discuss the station's performance during the election. The local and national election supervisor shall then prepare summaries of the performance and cooperation of each station's management, along with recommendations for policy changes to address structural problems. These summaries shall be transmitted to the executive director, be placed in the personnel file of the respective managers, and be incorporated into the annual performance evaluation of the respective managers, along with the written responses of the respective manager to each summary.
Perfect.
Shoot.
You can be my lawyer anytime. That's very good.
Is that acceptable?
Yes.
As language for the amendment?
Yes.
Does that capture the spirit of your amendment?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
Thanks,
okay, Dave. I'll hang on and I will write this as I'll reply all. There. Okay.
You're sending it to the list, David, or to?
I'm sending it to the whole list.
Thank you.
Okay. Damn, I don't have Evelyn's.
Do we have further debate on this?
No.
Hearing no further debate, is there any objection to the motion as amended?
I can't read it. So.
Hearing none, it's adopted.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes?
I'm not going to object, but I would like to have my vote registered as abstention, because I believe that the amendment waters down the role of the local election supervisors, who have a perfect right to send an evaluation of the cooperation they received without having to meet with management in advance. So I'm going to just be registered as abstaining on this amendment, but I won't block the acceptance of it.
Thank you very much.
Can you hear me?
So now I can.
Before I vote on it, I hate to say this, but I would like you to read it one more time because I've been trying to...
Okay. The language that I sent to the board is as follows. At the close of the elections, the general manager of each station shall meet with the local and national election supervisors to discuss the station's performance during the elections. The local and national election supervisors shall then prepare summaries of the performance and cooperation of each station's management, along with recommendations for policy changes to address structural problems. These summaries shall be transmitted to the executive director, be placed in the personnel file of the respective managers, and be incorporated into the annual performance evaluation of the respective managers, along with written responses of the respective manager to each summary.
May I ask something in discussion?
Go ahead.
So, actually, this does nothing change anything in the course of maybe, you know, this does nothing to make some change while the problem is happening. It only
correct
does something after the event.
Correct. If we can get through this and approve this, we could have other motions to address other aspects of the problems raised.
All right, thank you.
This is Bob.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but I realized on the reading of it that it left out one other key position, because earlier we were talking about managers plural, and your version just talks about the general manager. So I'd like it to read, the general manager and program director of each station shall meet with the supervisors, etc., because their performance may also be assessed by the supervisor.
Earlier, Bob, you had said
excuse me, is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Bob, you had other language just about the affected managers,
which I thought
was more appropriate, because several of our stations are in flux in terms of who is the actual manager and or even PDs at this time. So affected managers, I think, was far better.
Can I respond?
Go ahead.
The earlier rendition that made sense, but now the whole kind of structure of the motion's been changed. So you wouldn't understand at the beginning of the sentence affected by what. So I just think maybe we could say the general manager and program director as applicable. So those stations that don't have one, then it's not applicable.
Okay.
Bob, could we say station management instead of manager?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Fine, that's perfect.
As applicable.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the motion is to amend it by substituting manager with the general manager with station management. Actually, just the management. So at the close of the election, the management of each station shall meet with the local, and the rest is the same.
Good.
Point of clarification.
Yes. Who would like something clarified?
AC.
That sounded like AC.
AC, we're still having trouble hearing you.
Right.
Sorry. Dave, hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, I have received your copy, and I'm assuming that I can just change whatever change you just discussed. But
change the eighth word and the ninth word to management.
Okay, thank you.
So change general manager to management.
Thank you.
Rip Robbins here. I'm going to have to, it sounds like most of the directors are going to vote for this, but I'm going to have to join Don in saying that I can't. I just want to be noted as not being able to vote for this, mostly because I don't think that the managers and program directors are supervised by the supervisors, and I think that supervisors in this term means that they're really working for the foundation here, and not in a peer or supervisory capacity with management. And I think it's the executive director's role to meet with management about any issues that may be in these reports. Otherwise, I think the role of the supervisors is to act as independent supervisors. And so I just think that now that the language in that first part has been added, that I wouldn't be able to support this.
Thank you.
Right on.
Okay, well, actually, may we move to a vote on the amendment first?
Yeah, please.
Let's call the roll on the amendment. Will you call the roll on the amendment, Teresa?
I hate to say this, but...
Oh, boy.
Whose amendment is this?
This is the combined amendments, the revised text that I sent around.
All right, so do we consider this Bob Letter's amendment or yours?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I think it's Bob.
Yeah.
Bob Letter's amendment.
Okay.
Point of...
Point of interruption.
I believe some people came on the call. I heard Greg, and I heard maybe
right,
Greg.
Right, but that is not germane. Would you please proceed? Oh. We're trying to get something processed.
Right.
It was you who asked that these be made the orders of the day, so you more than anybody else are held responsible for accelerating our ability to do business. Go ahead. Teresa, will you call the roll on the amendment?
Operator's amendment. David, I'm sorry. Teresa Allen says, Teresa Allen will abstain. Mary Bird.
Pass for the moment. Unfortunately, I can't get my email.
Evelyn Bethune.
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
AC Bird.
Yes.
Lisa Davis, I believe, is not here.
No, I am. I am here. I'm here.
Okay, great.
I'll pass. A point of personal information, please. I'm sorry. This is the amendment for...
This is the amendment that will specify that the managers will... that the supervisors will meet with management before submitting their summary, and the managers will... written response will be incorporated along with the supervisor's summary in their personnel file.
Okay, thank you. I'll pass.
Hey, may I have a point of information at this point?
No, it does go to Wolf.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my concern was that I mentioned earlier about the due process issue. If you're going to have...
AC, if this is debate, no, you can't...
Not debate, I'm asking.
Debate. Okay, what is the question?
Question is, is this motion directing the summary of the election supervisors to be placed in the personnel files of general managers, that could be going against them and without due process that's what I'm concerned about.
I'll ignore the component of debate in your question and answer the question. Yes, it is calling for it to be put in the personnel file. Will you please continue with the vote, the taking of the roll, Teresa?
Very much. Lisa Davis passed. Is Patty Hepley here? No. Phil Jackson?
I will neither abstain nor pass and vote no.
I'll say no. Thank you. Ray LaForest, are you here?
Yes, I am, and I vote yes.
Oh, wait a second. I need to correct myself. AC, what we're voting on now is the amendment, not the motion. And what the amendment does is allow for GM input into the process. Please pardon me. Go ahead, Teresa.
But doesn't it also call for the be placed in the personnel file and be incorporated into the annual performance evaluation?
The motion
The main
does.
Motion does, but we're not voting does. The main motion. We're voting the amendment, and the amendment doesn't deal with that.
I don't have the amendment, though.
The amendment calls for the manager's response to also go into their personnel file. Please proceed, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to read the amendment? Or is it a substitute?
No, I'd like you just to finish and
conduct the vote.
All right. Ambrose Lane?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Pass.
Alan Minsky, are you here? No. Rosalinda Montes Palacio.
Pass.
Mandawa.
I'll pass.
Rip Robbins.
No.
Rip Rob Robinson.
No.
Deb Shafto. Deb here? Apparently not. Zarina Shakir. Zarina, I can't hear you. Coming back to her. Don White?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Nathan Moore?
No.
Nathan Moore? I think Nathan's gone.
Yeah.
Going back to the top. Mary Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Barb Rondawa?
Yes.
Zarina Shakir? Zarina? Apparently not here. Teresa Allen is going to change her vote to no.
Teresa, AC, no.
Okay. You had said yes, right? You're changing it?
No, he said no.
No, he said no.
Okay. Sorry for the confusion. I have the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. And the noes are 1, 2, 3, 4,
5678. Mr. Chair?
I'll abstain. I'm not going to cast a vote.
So it fails?
It fails.
And a point of information, Mr. Chair, wasn't this more like a substitute than amendment?
No, this is an amendment. So now we're back on the original motion. Can you read the original motion, please?
Right. Resolved at the close of the election that summaries of the performance and cooperation of each station's management shall be prepared by the local and national election supervisors. These summaries shall be transmitted to the executive director, be placed in the personnel file of the respective managers, and be incorporated into the annual performance evaluation. And be incorporated into the annual performance. I have incorporated into the annual.
The word "of" is missing.
And be incorporated into the annual performance evaluation of the respective managers. Okay.
Thank you. Will you call the roll, please?
Dave, may I speak briefly? We haven't debated the unamended motion.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I need a time check first. Mary, where are we in our time?
It's 6:46. We have 10 minutes. Let's see. Wait. Sorry. We have 10 more minutes on this.
Point of information, okay. Mr. Chairman. We had been about halfway through the two pro and two against, so I would suggest that we just take one of each.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to proceeding in that way? Hearing none, that's how we'll do it. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, yeah. Unfortunately, I must now oppose this motion because it sets a terrible precedent that when something that has something to go in one's personnel file, the person doesn't even have the right to respond either before the report is written or after. It's a total denial of due process. It's one-sided and unfair. And, unfortunately, the goal that had originally been set by the motion has been undermined by refusing the amendment. So I'm opposed.
Bob, what you said is not actually correct. There is nothing in the motion that denies the ability of a manager to submit a response to their personnel file.
If I may respond, that is not guaranteed. So the supervisor simply forward the report without the response.
That's correct.
Right is provided by this motion.
Correct. Who would like to speak in favor of the motion?
Don White.
Go ahead.
The bylaws are very clear that the whole process of defending the democratic governance of the foundation was put into the hands of a national election supervisor and five local election supervisors. They're independent agents. The entire process defending this governance is in their hands to guarantee, absolutely guarantee, that an election take place that's fair and open and democratic, and that is what will ensure the continued governance through a democratic process of the foundation. They're independent. I agree completely with Rip that we should expect from them a report that goes directly to the executive director that really outlines what was the process, what kind of cooperation did they get. I agree also with David that managers can and should eventually be asked to respond to these problems that are going to be reflected in these reports. So I think that Evelyn's motion is in the very best interest of the foundation and in the protection of this democratic process that the bylaws mandate, and we should respect this independent role that the bylaws gave the election supervisors, and they should file reports on what happened in their signal areas during this process.
Is there anybody who would like to speak opposed, and particularly anyone who has not spoken yet?
Ms. Raymond, I thought you decided to put one for, one against, and then take a vote.
That's right.
No, we said two.
Oh, you did? I thought you said one.
I thought we said two.
I thought you said one because we have now 6 minutes left on the whole item.
Go ahead, Ray. You're speaking against?
Yeah. For me, it's a simple matter. We have two processes that are parallel but independent of each other.
One of them is the role of the election supervisor, the national election supervisor. The other one is the performance of the manager. I'm completely against giving one individual the right to have in question material about the performance of managers without any input at all whatsoever. I understand what Don just said, and I respect that. And I respect that process. However, what I disagree with is the impact of that process on the managers without any other input from anybody else, anyone who qualified. So at this point, I would that people vote no.